5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
There we go. Wednesday morning in the Music City. Good morning, everybody. WNSR, JB and the General, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Great to have you with us. Patton, General, good morning.
Yes,
How would you like to address the troops this morning? What do you have to say to the troops?
It's a good morning on all fronts. No matter which way you look at it, the results last night, NFL draft
approaching. We're going to get to the results last night, by the way.
Yes, but my message to the troops, have a good hump day, everybody.
A good hump day. You know what we did? I dropped the ball big time. It was Leland Statham's birthday yesterday, and I didn't wish him happy birthday on the air. I feel horrible about that. Leland, the man, just the guy. I've said it once. I've said it a million times. I'll say it one more time. The unofficial mayor of the city of Nashville, the unofficial governor of the state of Tennessee. If he ran for either, he would win in a landslide, and he would definitely get my vote. Not to get political on this show, but happy birthday, Leland. I got to get him on the show. We talk about it all the time. I never see him.
Right.
You know, he works in the morning. I work in, you know, afternoon into the evening. He's long gone by the time I get to work. I never see him. I never see Nikki D. You know, I've only seen Ben Hill in person like once or twice. But I'm telling you what, that Ben Hill, we're going to get him back on the show. That's my brother from another mother, man. Yeah. That guy, we were at a function last summer. I think it was the Tennessee Broadcasting Awards. And, you know, we got a table and, you know, Sandy, my boss, my news director, asked me to come because we were up for an award and Brian and Steve were working that night. I was off and we ended up winning an award.
There you go.
So, for one of our Titan specials, and Ben and I were just having a blast. Like we were killing it at cocktail hour.
As you should. You weren't going on air later.
I was
that
off.
Night.
I had the night off. And so, you know, it was what it was, but, we'll get to everything. Preds, like you said, NFL draft, now a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Still feels like Joe Alt. I know you said that you think he might be gone by the time the Titans pick. We'll see. I mean, everything's jumbled at the top with where these quarterbacks are going to go. It's hard to get a handle on that.
Right, and not to open up Pandora's box with a buzzword, a mock draft. Mel Kiper has the Chargers trading out, has Minnesota trading into number 5, them taking a quarterback at 5, which then lets Joe Alt slide down. It's something we asked yesterday to Brad. Usually about a week out is when you start to get a pretty good idea of the draft order 1 through 5. So I would expect that to shape up here soon. But it's that time of year again. Silly season is almost over, John.
You're right. The closer we get, the more. I mean, the rumor and innuendo.
Right.
Shout out Conrad Thompson, the Podfather. If you're a wrestling podcast fan, you know who he is. I'll try to get him on the show at some point. The rumor and innuendo is just going to be absolutely ridiculous between now and a week from tomorrow night. And, you know, it for somebody that does what I do, it drives me nuts, you know. But I just think if Alt is there, I believe that I've said this before, the Titans will run. They will sprint to hand the card to the commissioner. It makes perfect sense. You need a left tackle. You need a right tackle, too. But, you know, I mean, you got to protect your young quarterback.
Yep.
I mean, let's be honest about it.
It is. And yesterday, Jimmy Wyatt reached out to me. I'm in my second ever NFL mock draft for the Titans on the Titans official website. I will not spoil my pick, John Burton. I will let it come out as whenever Jim ends up posting that. But I'm with you. It's kind of got that feel, but there's that inkling of maybe some surprise if a player or two is there, they go away from offensive tackle, but we'll see.
Vandy boys got a win. They run Rule Lipscomb in 7 innings last night, 15-4. Boy, did they need that after that disaster at Texas A&M, and good for them. I'm sure they're feeling a little bit better about things. We'll have Corbs on tomorrow at 9:25, hopefully to talk a little bit about Texas A&M, but kind of move forward. So,
and ask, you know, those tough questions, John.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I was instructed that I have to, that we, not just me, we have to ask the tough questions. So, all right.
I will be asking Tim. Tim, what's your buyout? Let's get that talk out there. Let's get this thing going.
Tim, only two national championships. I mean, let's face it. Your tenure has not been, you know, it's not been up to snuff.
What have you done, Tim?
Yeah.
Well, and on last night, a cool spectacle. They were playing at Lipscomb. They weren't playing at Hawkins
Field.
Field,
right?
Yes, and it was
is
packed
it
to the gills.
Or Duggan?
I believe it's Duggan, but I don't know that for sure.
Somebody will correct us.
Yeah, I didn't
Duggan,
do any,
you idiots.
Right, I didn't do any baseball this year for them. I know it's Allen Arena. Allen Arena.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Packed to the gills last night. A nice atmosphere.
That's awesome. The Vandy boys going across the street to play Lipscomb. You know, that, I'm sure there are tons of Vanderbilt fans there as well as Lipscomb fans. I'm sure it was a great, great atmosphere, right?
Yeah, and something I want to ask Tim, kind of, I believe that's the first time in a little bit they've done one of these midweek kind of games against a local team on the road. Usually they have them at Hawkins Field, kind of what that was like. But good for Vanderbilt traveling out to Lipscomb. They got all their ticket money last night and some probably. Yeah.
Well, NBA play-in action last night and... Well, look at this. Two games last night. Lakers beat the Pelicans 110-106. LeBron had 23-9-9, if you need it. He's like 10-0 and since 2008 in winner-take-all games, if you need it. Just saying. And AD was great, too. What do you have, like 35-15? Something
sure
crazy
did.
Like that?
Yep.
Yeah. For the life of me, I don't understand why he can't have numbers like that more consistently with how good he is. But the Lakers will move on. They are going to be the 7th seed now in the West, right?
20-15 for AD last night.
20-15, okay. I thought I saw 35. Well, the 15, but still, that's a great night. That should be, maybe not every night, but I'd say 7 nights out of 10, that should be, you know, AD's numbers.
And he's been a little bit better this season. He's been a little more durable. Other than the last game of the regular season, you didn't have any still shots of Anthony Davis walking to the locker room, which was nice to see. And I don't know if I was surprised he was able to go last night, but it was nice to see. And of course, Zion Williamson, he had the night.
I was going to say, Zion was great, 40-11, but he left with about 3 minutes to go.
3 minutes ago.
Leg soreness? What is
that?
Yeah,
I don't know. But in one thing, I was watching a lot of that game. There was nobody at the arena. There were a ton of empty seats in the lower bowl
in New Orleans.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You got an opportunity.
Lakers
here.
In town. I mean,
well, I hope Zion can stay healthy. The league. I talked about this yesterday. The league needs him. The league needs Ja Morant. The league needs Banchero. Mm-hmm. All these young stars and the NBA and these clown networks with all these talking head shows. They need to stop talking about what will the Lakers do? Let's start promoting these new stars, right? Because, LeBron is 39. He's still playing great. But he said it himself. He's like, my days are numbered. Steph is in his mid-30s. You can go down the list.
Kevin Durant's getting up there.
I mean, you can't keep holding on to these aging superstars. Now they can play as long as they want, but we got to start building up some of these young stars. And Zion he's got to realize he has to take care of his body. He has to stay in shape. The future of the league in part depends on him. And Ja has to stay healthy, has to stay out of trouble. The league needs these guys, man.
Right, and with all due respect to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who has
a terrific player,
has been great this season, but.
Halliburton.
If the Indiana Pacers and Oklahoma City are your faces, you're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
And they need guys like Luka, who's been great this year, but you need other guys to step up. And you make a good point. You always have this. This is the first time I've ever been fully engaged in the NBA to see a kind of a passing of the torch, as to speak. But
right, because we went through it in the late 90s when Jordan was on his way out. And, I mean, you had Jordan, then you had the polar opposite of Jordan in Allen Iverson.
<Right. You're> like,
you know what I mean? You had a guy wearing, beautifully tailored suits to his press conference. Then you had AI, headband, earrings, big chain, durag, baggy jeans. Like, what y'all want to ask me? You know what I mean?
Right. But there's guys there, but you're right. And some of them are more consistent than others, but I'm not sure. And I mean, look at Victor Wembanyama, I don't know how well he can speak English, but you need some big names to kind of step forward, and I think they're there, but just haven't seen enough of it.
Well, and here's the thing. You need these big stars, and you need them in the bigger cities.
Yeah.
You need them in New York, Philly. You know, let's not leave out my guy Jalen Brunson, okay?
Well, I...
He kicked the Cavaliers.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like Scotty Scheffler. Very boring, I must say.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was just going to say, the best player in the league is Joker, and he's boring.
Right.
He looks like he didn't even want to be there. Like, he won the championship, and he's like, okay, what next? I have to go to parade?
He was pissed off about a parade.
He was mad about it, and he had to go to a parade after winning a championship. He's like, I just want to go home. You know, you can't have that, no. Right? So... the Lakers win. They move on. They'll play the Nuggets as the seventh seed. And in the other game, well, Patton, I think we need to pay a little tribute to our good friend Kevin in Muletown, the Steph Curry fan. So let's go ahead and play that, if you don't mind, sir.
Hottest. I'm going down, baby. Yo Street in a Range Rover. Baby, ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff. Listen to it now. Light it up and pass it to me now. Oh, shimmy, shimmy. The Warriors.
They're Patton, is this true? Are they done?
I mean, it must be a typo, John.
The Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry, America's teddy bear, lost to the Kings 118-94. They're done? It's over? No shimmy shimmy in the playoffs? No chewing on a mouthpiece in the playoffs? It's over?
No nut shots in the playoffs either, John.
Oh, my goodness. Steph Curry, 22 points. He was a minus 21 in plus minus, by the way. Only hit three-pointers. Oh, by the way, Klay Thompson?
Ouch.
You and I had as many points, and Kevin in Muletown had as many points as Klay Thompson last night. The Warriors... say a prayer, because it's over. Draymond's going to, you know where Draymond's going to go? He's going to go home to Detroit.
Oh.
And go 12-70 every year and choke people out, including his own teammates, and hit people in the nether regions, and then go and get kicked out of games and whine about it on his podcast. So it's over. Their run is over. Now listen, give them their flowers, four championships. Right? It was four, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. Whatever. So
who's counting?
Exactly. So I
not
just
me, that's for sure.
I just wanna say to Kevin in Muletown, you know, we feel your pain this morning. You know, we did an honorary shimmy shimmy dance right before we went on the air. Patton's chewing on his mouthpiece right now as we speak, and I don't know what to say, man. I'm just devastated that the Golden State Warriors will not grace us with their presence in the 2004 Western Conference playoffs. Patton, any final thoughts, any final words you'd like to say to the Warriors?
Well, you've stuck the knife in pretty good, and you've twisted it. So I'm going to go a little more wider. To me, John, at the very beginning of this year, your major marquee move was not bringing back Jordan Poole. You let him walk to the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make sense to me. And in terms of bringing somebody else in, you brought Chris Paul in. And what did he give you last night in a major game? 18 minutes, 1 of 3 from the field. that's not good. The way this team was constructed, you knew Steph and Klay weren't going to be as great as they have been the past couple of years. Draymond is what he has been, I think, for the past decade, just a guy run arounds and does a whole lot of nothing in terms of anything else on the offensive end. But
he's a jabroni.
I thought letting Jordan Poole walk, and I know he hasn't had a great year in Washington, but what he provided you was very valuable possessions and minutes where Steph Curry and Klay Thompson didn't have to be superhero. They didn't have to be Superman. And Andrew Wiggins was terrible last night. He was a minus 25 as well. So It was top to bottom, not very good. But shout out to Sacramento. They should have won last year. They lit the beam last night in Sacramento.
Yep,
and
I'm happy
played
for them.
Very well.
Yeah, they lost that game 7 at home. You know, Curry had a great game. That, you know, I came on the air and gave him his props the next day.
Yep.
But as I often say on this show, you just hate to see
it. I mean, how are we going to progress through these playoffs?
I don't know.
John?
I don't know. America's teddy bear is no more. I
mean, is the NBA going to give him a second chance? Are they going to throw him back in there?
They're going to change the rules, and because everybody thinks the NBA is fixed. So,
right.
Silver will just make a declaration that we're adding a ninth team right. into the Western Conference. And
they get a bye through the first round. Right, they exactly. go directly.
They get a bye to the Western Conference right. Finals yes. and home court advantage,
yes.
regardless of what else happens. Braves, the good news just keeps on coming. The Braves beat the Astros 6-2 last night. They're going to go for the sweep later this afternoon, right here on WNSR, 12:55 pregame. So we'll get a 1:10 first pitch. Braves at the Astros, going for the sweep.
Yeah,
John, love it.
You brought in a broom this morning. I was wondering yes. what the hell you were doing, but it all makes
dirty,
sense now.
Rotten, cheating, no good SOBs. So do we know where the Preds are going to play yet, or is that still to be determined?
I believe we had to wait for last night's game. I believe there was a game last night. Let's see.
We're going to have to sort that out.
Yes.
I was not plugged in on it. While you're looking that up, we'll mention tonight more NBA play-in. Heat 76ers tonight. That's 6 o'clock on ESPN. The winner will play my New York Knicks in the 2-7 matchup in the East. Also tonight, 8:30 ESPN scheduled 8:30 Hawks Bulls. So the Eastern Conference side of the play-in is tonight. So, and a lot of people in New York are, they're worried about playing the 76ers or the Heat. There's been, you get the 76ers, you got to deal with Embiid. You get the Heat, you got to deal with playoff Jimmy Butler, and the Knicks and Heat have had some wars in playoff series over the years going back to the 90s. I like the way my Knicks are playing right now. I would expect them to beat either one of those teams in a 7-game series. Yep. It's going to be tough, for sure. And your Cavs, you got the magic. You better win because you basically handpicked them. There's going to be hell to pay if y'all lose that series.
Yes. I don't know, John. I think they will get past the first round. But
I agree.
The notion was you're kind of kicking down the road a potential home court advantage further mm-hmm. down in the playoffs. You're going to have to play Boston earlier. You're going to have to play them before the Eastern Conference Finals, which I don't know. It's for JB, it's let's just get past the first round so I can save
JB Bickerstaff, not me.
Right, JB Bickerstaff. To get past the first round and save my job. Anything else I don't really care about, but I look at where this roster is going to be next year, John. I don't see Donovan Mitchell coming back. Darius Garland, to me, has underachieved enormously this season. He had a lot of opportunity to kind of put a lot of the haters to rest, but he's only given them fuel. He has not played very well this season when they needed him to. I think they'll get past the first round, but in terms of anything else after that, John, I've got zero to little faith.
I can't say I blame you. Basically, by the way, back to the Preds, the result of tonight's game between the Stars and Blues could decide. They're either going to play Dallas or Vancouver. Right. That much we know. More likely Vancouver. But if the Stars gain at least a point over the Blues, they lock up the one seed, which would send Nashville to Vancouver. So basically that's what we're looking at if you're going to scoreboard watch. Yep. All right, we're late for a break. Jimmy Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com, senior writer, editor, will join us. We are just over a week away from the NFL draft. We'll get his thoughts and talk Titans with him next. WNSR.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699, 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
JB and the General.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Ryan back for one more year. I can win.
With the band is coming back.
What I mean, what happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel, at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Also, should mention, 1025 today, we're going to talk with Angela Morian from Wish TV in Indianapolis. Talk about Caitlin Clark coming to town. Might squeeze in some Colts talk as well. But now, we bring in friend of show, the senior writer-editor from TennesseeTitans.com, the great Nashville's own, I should say, the great Jimmy Wyatt. Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I just fired this tweet out that I was coming on the show. I was having trouble finding Patton's Twitter handle with that long dash in there, and I finally got it figured out right at the gun.
There you go.
Thank you, Jimmy. Sorry about that.
There you go. Jimmy Wyatt, the master of the britches report, the mailbag, all things Titans. Well, here we are, Jimmy, about a week away from the NFL draft. I know you've been polling sports media members around Nashville as to who they think the Titans' top pick will be. How prepared do you think this new regime is for this draft? I mean, based on what we saw Rand Carthon do in free agency, it seems like they're getting their ducks in a row. And if I'm a Titans fan, I should be feeling pretty good about what decisions this front office is going to be making once the draft gets here.
Yeah, I think so too, and I think this group is on the same page, certainly, and not that they were not with Mike Vrabel in the building, but I think certainly since Brian Callahan's been hired, you know, and working, you know, with Chad Brinker and Rand Carthon and the scouting personnel staff, I mean, you can tell that they are in kind of lockstep working with one another and the way they're going about building this team. I mean, it's a completely different approach than what we've seen maybe past years in free agency, just how aggressive they've been, the players they've identified and gone after. They haven't been afraid to make trades. And I think as we approach the draft, I think this, I think they all know that this team still has needs, still has areas that need to be addressed. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, because,
yeah.
Sitting at seven, it's a good spot. And if quarterbacks go as early as it sounds like they could go, it's really going to be a good spot because you're going to have a great player to pick from that's not a QB. And you have options, too, about what you want to do as far as sticking and picking or moving back.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. You alluded to it, Jimmy. It's really going to come down to how these quarterbacks go, right, in the first 4 to 5 picks. You're hearing, McCarthy's in the mix and he's not in the mix. Obviously, we know about, the other quarterbacks and where they're probably going to go. But that's going to determine a lot at the top of the draft, first 4 or 5 picks or so, right, as to what the Titans are going to do.
Yeah, you just don't know. I mean, it's because, I get questions all the time, in the mailbag that mention that, hey, if everything stays as is, who do you think the Titans are going to pick? Well, nobody knows what as is. I mean, because all you're getting now is mock drafts from people outside of the buildings across the league. You're not getting a true feel on what the teams in the first, 6 picks are going to do. So while everybody thinks that it's going to go quarterbacks 1 through 4, while majority of the mock drafts out there, you see Joe Alt going to the Titans. What if the Chargers pick Joe Alt at number 5?
Right.
What if people view Marvin Harrison, pick him 2nd? I mean, you just don't know what exactly is going to transpire, and that's why when people ask me what I think the teams could do, I tell them. Rand Carthon doesn't even know what the team is at this point because you don't know what's going to happen before you.
We're talking with Jimmy Wyatt, senior writer, editor from TennesseeTitans.com. Jimmy, outside of the draft, what is the most common mailbag question you've gotten since the end of the regular season into the offseason?
Well, it started off a lot. There was a lot of
what the hell was Amy doing firing Vrabel?
Yeah, I mean, that was it. It was at the beginning of the offseason. Yeah, it was a lot of angst and a lot of people upset about the coaching change. I will say that has shifted. I mean, I don't get that anymore. And there have been some people who have written in saying, hey, I was initially upset, didn't know what was going on. Now I get it. We're up to, we're kind of catching up with the rest of the NFL as far as vision and philosophy and how you're going to play the game. And they certainly like the approach that's taken, that's been taken in free agency about being aggressive and going after players, whether it's Jerry Sneed or whether it's Calvin Ridley or whether it's any of these free agents the team went after. I mean, there's been some, obviously, people disappointed to see Derrick Henry go. And, it's funny, I was driving into work this morning and I saw, I think it was a King 2K. It was a Derrick Henry license plate on the back of a Camry. I don't think it was Derrick Henry driving a Camry.
But you would know if it was Derrick, some huge guy with long braids, long dreadlocks or whatever.
Yeah, so, but it was kind of funny and it made me think, man, it's just going to be weird. I don't know how long it's going to take for us to get used to.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Jimmy, how weird was it? I'm sorry to cut you off, but how weird was it to see that press conference in Baltimore? And he's there with the purple suit, and I'm just like, wait a minute, he's a Raven? That was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, but I'm happy that he's happy because he is such a pro and such a good guy, and wherever he goes, he's going to give his best and. So I won't be able to root against him, even though Ravens is a team that
right.
I think a lot of the people that have followed this franchise from the beginning, that's the team they despise the most. But I will always root for his success just because he's such a classy guy. But it's going to take a while to get used to it. And kind of circling back to the mailbag, I think that whole thing too started off people just praying that he would stay, and then I think they accept that he's gone, and now life kind of moves on.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember I was on set getting ready to do sports, and Carrie Sharp, our fantastic anchor at News Channel 5, she said she's, you know, she loves the Titans or whatever, and she goes, John, what do you think the chances are that the Titans bring Derrick Henry back? I said, less than 5%, and her face just dropped. I was like, sorry, Carrie, I just, you know.
People just didn't want to hear it.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But it's a two-way street, too.
I mean, exactly.
I don't know that Derrick would want it. Wanted to have come back here in a reduced role and a reduced salary, and I don't know that he would be happy with that. Not that he was unhappy or he was looking to leave, but I think it just got to the point where he knew things were going in a different direction, and he knew that the offense was going to change, and he also knew that he had a chance to go somewhere and put himself in a great position to win a Super Bowl. And I'm not saying this team is not going to compete and try to do the same thing, but he's in a pretty good – he ended up in a pretty good spot. And I will always wish him well.
Jimmy, what is draft week like for you now that you work for the Titans compared to when you were with the Tennessean?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is I go. You know, when I was with the Tennessean, I never went I always cover the draft from here, and I cover the majority of the draft from here. But I do go to the draft city, and I'm there the day before, and I'm there the first round, and then I come back. And that's the biggest thing. You know, the draft has changed so much. When I first started covering it, you know, in 99, you know, with the evolution of social media and Twitter and posting stories, you know, it used to be way back in the day when I worked at the Tennessean in the early, you know, I guess starting in 99 and through the early 2000s, guy would get picked, you'd write a draft story, and then you're writing it for the next day's paper, and you're kind of tallying them all up, and but usually it ended up being one story. You know, now, and it's not just a switch from Tennessean to TennesseeTitans.com, that type thing. It's just how you cover the draft. Now everything's immediate. You know, when the pick's made, you're tweeting about it. You're writing a story as quickly as you can to get on the website.
Mm-hmm.
You're rushing down the hallway to get on a conference call with the player. You're updating the story. You know, usually there's a press conference with Titans. You know, either the GM or the head coach at some point. You're updating the story again, and then depending on how quickly these picks are made or how much they're separated, you're getting ready to do it all again in 15, 20 minutes. So it's just a free-for-all as far as the draft itself. It's just kind of a blur of a weekend. But, you know, for as far as how I cover it now, it's the same pretty much as it was my latter days with the Tennessean, aside from the fact going. And the reason we go is not only for the build-up the day before, but with the possibility of you being there when the pick is made. And
Right. Sometimes
it works out. Like after the pick is made, I talked to Jack Conklin as he came off the stage. I talked to Corey Davis as he came off the stage. Adore Jackson was there for a draft. Sometimes it doesn't work out. I was in Kansas City last year, and Peter Skoronski was at a pizza parlor in Chicago, so I never saw him. So we'll see what happens this year as far as whether the guy will be there or not.
Jim, first off, your Will Levis story a couple weeks ago was really well done. I wanted to ask you about him. Do you think it was important for this franchise and this team now that they're kind of rebuilding again to have a quarterback like that that is maybe more outgoing than some of the other quarterbacks the Titans have had the past couple of years?
Well, I mean, he certainly has embraced that role. There's no doubt about that. And I think it's cool how much Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan, really anybody in the building, has committed to him and made him feel like such a part of this player acquisition process. Like they're calling them when they're making moves. They're sharing phone numbers of the player so he can reach out to them and welcome them to the team. And he has kind of taken the bull by the horn, so to speak, as far as taking ownership of his position and of this team. And certainly there are a lot of leaders on this team, but you need your quarterback to be outspoken and proactive and out front. And he has proven that he's more than willing to do that. Now, he's got to be good on the field. Like, you can't do all that and then go out and, you know, throw six touchdowns and 20 interceptions. And, so he has to back it up with solid play and prove he's a leader on the field as well. But I think, you know, anybody that watched him play last year has to be optimistic about what they've seen from him, not only from a performance standpoint, but a toughness standpoint, again, a leadership standpoint, and just a want-to standpoint.
Jimmy, the volunteer workouts have started. As far as you know, how well attended have they been?
It's been good. Like, I look out the window and I see, you know, a ton of guys there and the big names. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like, you know, and again, it varies from year to year and it varies from player to player, but I'm seeing, you know, frontliners out there, guys that are leaders of this football team that are in the building and they're, you know, seem energetic and ready to go. And I think that's a great sign too. When I saw Calvin Ridley tweeted yesterday, you know, can't wait for the season. And so he's obviously already encouraged by what he's seen around him. You know, Hopkins has been here. That's not a secret because, you know, he's appeared on, you know, some social media posts. The team tweeted out showing him in the building and here. So, I mean, when your leaders,
a friend of mine took a spinning class with him not that long ago, she told me.
Is that right? Okay.
He showed up in her spin class.
yeah. So he's embraced Nashville, embraced his team, and kind of embraced the change around him. Because I wondered about him. Like, everybody,
yeah, me too.
Everybody assumed that he came here because of Vrabel and Tim Kelly, his connection from Houston. And when I talked to the owners, he's very clear that Rand Carthage was probably the biggest reason he came here, because he sold him on the team.
Sure.
Sold him on Nashville, sold him on life after football. And he sure seems like he really likes it.
Well, Jimmy, we like having you on the show as always. Great stuff as always. Get your plugs in, my man.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at Jay Wyatt Sports. That's also Instagram and then Facebook. I don't know why Facebook limits how many people it can follow you, but they do. But
yeah.
I try to post my content there. And then, of course, the team site, TennesseeTitans.com, and the team's Twitter account is at Titans, where you'll find, you know, videos and podcasts. You know, Mike Keith and Amy Wells do a great job with the OTP, and they're doing a lot of position previews with Mike, with Coach Mack and Brett Bryan. So a lot of draft content coming, from the Titans leading up to the draft, and there'll be a lot coming out of the draft, too. The offseason's flying by.
It really is. Jimmy, have a great day. Appreciate you coming on. All right, buddy?
Okay, y'all have a great day. Keep them in line, Patton.
Absolutely. Trying to, Joe. Thank you.
Some tasks are, you know, talk about Mission Impossible. All right. If you want to react to anything Jimmy had to say, you can call us 615-844-5600. Text us as well. We're back after this. I can talk. WNSR.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over two decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's Melindas.com. Melinda's.com.
At Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to Every Pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
On a Wednesday, coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Excuse me. I'm all choked up. I'm just so happy to be here. Coming to you from the... Let's try it again. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. I certainly hope Kevin in Muletown is all right after the Golden State Warriors were unceremoniously bumped from the NBA playoffs. We're going to have an NBA playoffs this spring, Patton, with no Golden State Warriors. How are we going to survive?
How am I supposed to live in these conditions?
It's going to be tough. And as I said earlier, you just... hate to see it, but I guess somehow we'll have to muddle through. LeBron won if you need it. And so, you know, we'll just have to, we'll have to somehow soldier on, Patton, you being the general and all. It's going to be tough.
We've got a very special caller.
Oh, really?
Kevin in Muletown.
Oh, Kevin in Muletown joins us.
He's here to respond.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you on this fine Wednesday?
I'm sad.
No, you just hate to see it. I'm sorry you're sad, Kevin.
It's just really sad the American public gets robbed of seeing the greatest player, Steph Curry, not be able to play anymore. The American public wants to see Steph out there. It's a shame.
Yes, I know.
It's a shame.
I know,
but
Kevin.
But in all seriousness, I didn't think they were going to win that game anyway.
And by the way, you, me, and Patton had as many points as Klay Thompson last night, if you need it. Zero.
He is done. Yeah. I heard Charles and Kenny talking about him last night, how, you know, his contract is up and he wants the max deal. And I'm like,
good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know who'll give it to him? The Detroit Pistons. Go. I said earlier. Go home to Detroit. Go 12-70 every year, and you know, do all your stupid antics there and whine about it on your podcast. Bye, bye, Draymond. Bye.
Oh, you talking about? I thought you were talking about Klay Thompson.
Oh no. Were you talking about Klay? My bad. Yeah, Klay's done. He's cooked. He's barbecued, man.
Yeah. As far as Draymond, you don't get me started on Draymond. But No, I mean Sacramento was a better team. They were a better team all year, and they faded at the end of the year a little bit. But that's a team could pretty much they can make a run. But the Golden State, they're going to have to blow it up. But you know what? you know, they.
Do you think Shimmy Shimmy will stay?
2 years ago,
is Steffi gonna stay, or is he gonna want out? Is he gonna say, "Hey, trade me, get me out of here"?
Well, he's all class, so I'm sure he'll want to end his career at Golden State.
Uh huh.
You know, but you know, I watched the Lakers game last night. I saw LeBron flopping all over the place. He looked like a carp on the
23-9-9. He's like 10-0 in winner take all games since 2008. If you need it, just thought I'd throw it out there.
He's just out there flopping away. Yeah. But what kills me, you know, New Orleans had a hell of a comeback.
Yep,
tied it up. You know. My boy Zion is playing the game of his life.
He was playing great.
And he didn't even look at it like he was hurt. He just, like, he ran off the court. And I was like, if he could run off the court, he seems like he could play. That the kid, who's the little point guard for New Orleans, he was breaking his ankle every other play, and he kept on playing hurt. And I was like, man, Zion.
Alvarado is the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he got hurt like twice and stayed in the game. And I was like, man, Zion, man, they need you. You know, and you ran off. They might come out today and say he's got a serious injury. I'll probably look like a dumbass. But.
No, he was playing great, and it was great to see. And we were saying, I don't know if you missed it at the top of the show. I'm sure you agree. The NBA needs him. They need Ja. These guys got to stay healthy. They got to stay out of trouble because, you know, it's time to start pushing new stars in the NBA. Right, Kevin?
Man, he is a star, man. If he could just, like you said, stay here. He lost a lot of weight.
Yep, he looks good.
He lost like 20 or 25 pounds. And he looked the part, finally. He looked the part last night. And then when they needed him the most, I mean, something happened. He tweaked something and he didn't come out, didn't come back. So, hey, congratulations, LeBron. You get to play Denver.
Lakers in seven. But listen, Muley, we just want Patton and I want you to know we're here for you.
Yes.
We feel your pain, and anything we can do for you to help ease the pain of your little teddy bear not making the playoffs, you let us know. Okay, we're always here for you.
Thank you. I did catch the beginning of the show because I had a feeling you're going to rub it in. I was on a Zoom call, so I had my phone muted and I was listening to the front. First of your show, and I caught the shimmy shimmy the music. So it's nice to feel appreciated.
We love you, Muley. You know that.
All right, y'all have a great
day. He's a good sport, Kevin in Muletown. Like I said, he can dish it out, but he can take it as well. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one, WNSR.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
You think George Plaster is a 50 Cent fan there, Pat?
I mean...
Well, I was in the club the other day. I was popping bottles and hanging out with models. And this guy tried to give me static. I told him, step off. I was hanging out with Jeff Francoeur. Anyway,
wow!
Welcome back. Closing out hour number one. What's the stuff going on with Belichick allegedly and Arthur Blank and kind of colluding against Bill Belichick?
So ESPN right now has a new story. It's with Don Van Natta Jr., Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler. This is a very long article. So,
these are very well respected sports writers.
Yeah, I invite everyone to read the full thing. But the big quote coming out of it was Arthur Blank had called Robert Kraft.
Because remember, they interviewed Belichick twice. It looked like he was going there.
Correct. The Falcons owner calling Robert Kraft and just asking him about Bill Belichick. And the quote is, "Kraft warned Blank not to trust Bill Belichick. A source close to Bill said Kraft was a big part on why the Falcons passed on hiring him this offseason." Now, the Kraft people deny this strongly, but this is a very long...
Robert Kraft, you dirty, dirty, dirty. Wow.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That is dirty pool, man. That's, you know, this guy... You got 6 trophies in your damn case because of that man, and you're going to collude against him out of pettiness? Now, I dig the pettiness because I'm petty. You've been working with me long enough to know I am petty.
I don't know if you've done anything pettier than this.
Well, I haven't told you everything about myself. Okay.
Fair enough.
So that's that's the allegation that Kraft told Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, don't trust this guy.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
After he won six Super Bowls.
I'm going to try and read the rest of this at the top of the hour and see if I can't get anything more out of it. It is a very long article, and it's got stuff like that sprinkled in throughout it. So it's
what do you make of that, man?
Not surprising, to be quite honest.
Really?
Because if you watch that press conference, the final one, Bill Belichick.
He just made a statement, didn't take any questions.
Didn't take any questions, and I don't know. I don't even know if they shook hands afterwards. And to me, it just never looked like a mutual parting the ways, which is what they tried to tout it to me. Robert Kraft saying, "Bill, I'm either going to have to fire you or you're going to have to leave on your own.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want it?
Yeah, how do you want us to swing it?
Right. Yeah. And so it's not surprising. I would imagine there's some behind closed door conversations after that press conference, one saying F, one saying U, and walking out, I would imagine.
Wow. What do you think Brady thinks about all this? As he contemplates, I guess, coming back and playing.
Right. He's probably got his feet kicked up, talking with Fox, counting his money, and looking at his Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl ring. Which I think he was always on Kraft's side, John, so he probably doesn't give a rip about Bill Belichick not getting a job.
That's unbelievable. The greatest coach of all time, but just goes to show. All right, hour number two coming straight ahead. Angela Morian from Wish TV in Indianapolis going to join us, talk about Caitlin Clark. We'll probably get some Colts talk in there as well, and your phone calls. Hour number two, stick around, WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Boeing in the hot seat on Capitol Hill today. Two congressional hearings will take place aimed at looking into recent mechanical and structural issues with Boeing planes. House Speaker Mike Johnson could be facing the same test as his predecessors, a motion by his own party to kick him out of the job. A group of hardline Republicans do not like Johnson's idea of separating the $95 billion foreign aid package into four separate bills. Arizona lawmakers are making an attempt today at repealing that 1860s law banning almost all abortions in the state. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Phoenix.
Today, Democrats in the State House are set to try again. They'll need the support of at least two GOP lawmakers for the repeal of the law to pass. It would then head to the state Senate, where it would also need two Republican votes. Arizona's Attorney General says if legislation isn't passed, the soonest the ban will take effect is this June.
The issue is expected to be on the ballot in Arizona and other states this fall. This is ABC News.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
In the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios, hour number two of our radio program. Great to have you along with us on a Wednesday. The sun's trying to make an appearance as we had a cloudy, rainy morning. Of course we did. I washed my car yesterday. Bro, I'm sore. Patton, I tried a new workout yesterday. And I loved it. The workout was great, but man, you know,
I'm feeling it this morning.
Plus it's damp, and I've got 19 years of rugby and 6 years of professional wrestling taking bumps. So when it's damp like this, the arthritis really kicks in, and it's a struggle to get out of bed.
Yeah,
but you'll have all this to look forward to as you get older, my friend.
I don't dare wish that upon myself, but I'm afraid it's inevitable. As it is with everyone.
Well, listen, little pro tip for you. You know, start thinking about maybe doing some yoga.
Okay.
You know, get up in the morning, maybe get up about 15 minutes earlier, do some yoga poses, get a good stretch, drink a lot of water, stay hydrated, and, you know, you won't avoid all this completely, but it'll be a lot easier. I wish I had done that when I was younger.
All right.
So, Diamond Dallas Page, the former professional wrestler, has DDP yoga, and it's really good, man. It's I've done it. I need to start doing it again, and it's really good. So
he did a Joe Rogan podcast and brought in somebody, maybe Jake the Snake.
Yeah,
I believe.
Jake the Snake and Scott Hall, who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. These guys were knocking on death's door.
Mm-hmm.
They were just, you know, all the years of partying and taking bumps and drinking and drugging and all this kind of stuff. And what DDP did was he invited him to his place. They came and stayed with him. Buff Bagwell, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically like, you're going to rehab, you're going to do yoga, you're going to work out. You know, we're going to get you back, you know, where you need to be. And Jake the Snake, by all accounts, should be dead by now. And he's still alive, largely because of Diamond Dallas Page.
Yep.
Buff Bagwell, too.
Yeah.
So we've been basking in the glow of the Golden State Warriors losing in the NBA play-in. Klay Thompson, 0 points. I guess he just got his feelings hurt.
Right.
I think back to that crack he made about LeBron in the 2016 NBA Finals, which still sticks in my craw.
Yeah, what a smug little...
Arrogant.
Almost as bad as Steph, but not as bad.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's as bad as
Steph. Never, ever, ever.
So you got some more nuggets on this Bill Belichick deal with the Falcons, and if you missed it, article coming out right now on ESPN. Basically, it's by three different writers, and it appears to be a long article. I haven't read it yet, but it appears to be well sourced.
Yes,
that basically, in a nutshell, Robert Kraft, in an act of pettiness, kind of colluded against Bill Belichick getting the Falcons job. Remember, Bill Belichick interviewed for that job twice. It looked like he was going to get that job. We all thought that. At least I did, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they announced Raheem Morris as their new head coach.
Yeah, well, the quote we mentioned earlier about Robert Kraft saying, Arthur, do not trust Bill, that account was backed by multiple sources, including one close to Kraft, a close friend.
Petty.
One more quote saying... Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank, you'll never have a warm conversation with Bill Belichick.
No, I can believe that. That's true.
a second source close to Kraft said, Kraft found Bill stop me if you don't believe this, John.
Okay.
Kraft found Bill to be extremely difficult, kind of stubborn, and in the end, not worthy of his trust, And also very, very, very arrogant.
Well, I mean, yeah. That sounds so accurate.
Yeah, you're telling me the guy on the press conferences, he was hard to get along with?
Right. Yeah.
Newsflash. Oh, man.
Well, listen, he's been like that his whole life.
Right.
Coaching the Patriots, but Kraft put up with it because he's got six trophies in his case because of him. Right?
Mm.
And after a while, when, you know, Brady leaves and all of a sudden you're just a team and not a very good one, you know, I'm sure Brady's or Belichick's BS or whatever it was that he brought to the table got old with Robert Kraft. But for him to collude, I mean, it's one thing, like you said, I think you're right. It was one of those things where Kraft probably told him, look, we're either going to fire you or we're going to mutually agree to part ways, quote unquote, which is how do you want to go out?
Right.
But you're going out.
And
you will not coach this team next year. You're out.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, man, but that's one thing to move off of him, but to collude against him getting another job with another team, it must have gotten really, really bad between those two. And I think it started when Brady left.
Right. And at the beginning of this story, the first meeting that Arthur Blank and Bill Belichick had was on, I believe, Arthur Blank's nice big yacht, apparently. Mm-hmm. And apparently that meeting went very well. Mm-hmm. And many thought in Bill Belichick circles that he was going to have the inside track to the job. A phone call or two happens to his best buddy, Robert Kraft, who apparently those two are the closest owners.
Yeah, and fair play to Arthur Blank, because you have to call Robert Kraft and say, okay, if I hire this guy, what am I looking at?
Yep.
Right?
And according to this story as well, Bill was all good with the existing general manager to be in place. He was not going to ask for total control.
I don't believe that.
Apparently that was conveyed, but yeah, incredible story. Very well written. It's got a lot of sources in there on both sides.
And there's three different writers.
Three different writers in it.
With source after source after source backing up what's being written here.
Yes, and believe it or not, Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft both denied to comment on this story.
Now, is Kraft denying what's being written, or is he just saying, well, I don't want to talk about it?
He has denied the statement about a couple of his quotes to Arthur Blank.
Wow. Wow. That is fascinating.
You get this a week before the draft.
Yeah, if you need it.
Right.
I mean, because, you know, they move on from Bill. They hire Gerard Mayo, who, from what I understand, is 180 degrees mm-hmm. different. You know, he's a little bit more, you know, giving to the media and that kind of thing. And, you know, we may or may not be experiencing that here in Nashville with the coaching change.
Yes, we may.
You know, and I think it's somewhat fair to say, right?
Yeah, and it's not just us saying it. We've had a couple Titans reporters on, and they've said it without us saying anything. So.
Exactly. It's not, you know, axe to grind Burton, you know, as you like to call me, the Titans hater.
Right.
That's not me.
I won't even put you in that light yet, John. The season is approaching quickly.
So for those that don't know, tell our listeners why you labeled me a couple years ago as a Titans hater.
You know, I can't even remember the first time that it happened, but to me, I think it was...
Wasn't it the Giants game, the opener of 2022?
Is whenever you came in here looking like Saquon Barkley stayed in the gym for 6 months straight. For the people who don't know, in the studio, we've got security cameras kind of right behind my back, so I can see whenever it was Greg and you would come in, and it's not a robber looking to right. Take me for all I have. But I look up at the camera, and I see...
Or Vandy Clay trying to force his way into the
correct.
Studio.
I see John Burton walking in with a Saquon Barkley's jersey.
And this was the day after the 2022 opener where the Giants, it was Dable's first game, and the Giants upset the Titans on opening day. Bullock, not Keith Bullock, who we do the podcast mm-hmm. with, Randy Bullock, missed a 40-some yard field goal at the gun that would have won it.
Yeah, believe had a 17-0 lead or something like that at halftime, yeah. But disgusting. Disgusting.
So I came in the next day. I had my Saquon Barkley jersey on, a Giants hat. And I mean, the look on your face when I walked in the door, you were just like, You didn't say it, but you were like, what the F are you doing?
Yeah, and a little bit later on in the year, I have to sing a New York Knicks promo that ran on this station for a long time. So
right.
The city of New York has not been kind to me, I must say, the past.
New York City?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I walked in here, and I was not mocking the Titans that day, although that's how you took it. I was celebrating the fact that my god-awful team actually won an opening game, and it was, remember, they scored late to come within one, and Dable went for two, and he did the shovel pass to Saquon, and he ran over Christian Fulton and got in.
Yeah, well.
And then Tannehill.
He and everybody else.
Tannehill drove him right down the field, and Bullock missed a what would be perceived as a makeable field goal to win it. And so, yeah. So ever since then, you labeled me as a quote-unquote Titans hater, of which I'm not.
And ended up playing okay the rest of the year until a certain death march that they had that sprawled into the following season.
Yeah, they were 7-3, you know, cruising, on their way to win the division, no problem, back to the playoffs. That would have been, a third straight division title?
Yeah.
And they just crapped the bed after that, and they never recovered last year, and Vrabel's gone, and Brian Callahan's here.
Here we are. You're the bleep we are.
Vandy boys run rule Lipscomb last night. The game was played at Lipscomb, which I thought was super cool. And, you know, we talked about in hour number one, Vanderbilt, they needed it because that was a rough, rough weekend series at Texas A&M. We're going to have Corbs on tomorrow to talk about that. Probably won't ask him a whole lot about that. They were swept and outscored 36-6. So, you know, they come back against Lipscomb. They run rule them. They get 15 runs. And, you know, no matter who you're playing, when you're coming off a difficult series like that, you know, I'm sure it felt good for Corbs just to see the bats come alive, you know, some hits, some runs scored, that kind of thing. And, you know, kind of shake off the you know, the bad taste of what happened at Texas A&M.
Yeah, and they hadn't been to Lipscomb since 2010. And it's kind of one of these, you got a couple kind of colleges here in Middle Tennessee and a little bit outside. It's nice to see Vanderbilt to travel outside and give a school like Lipscomb probably made more money at the gate than they will all season, without a doubt, maybe combined, depending on how you look at it. But very cool atmosphere and on the game and on the hitting. Braden Holcomb right now is their best hitter, John, and he's a freshman. It's hard to rely on a guy like that. Yeah. He's been great the past month, but he's going to hit a wall here soon. They need other guys to maybe step up here. And we talked about it. Tony asked about the home runs. Why aren't they hitting him like some of the other teams? They just don't have
guys. They don't have the boppers in the middle of that lineup.
Don't have the guys. I mean, you can have a hot bat as much as you want. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a guy whose forearms are as big as a 2-liter Coke, it doesn't matter. Right, it doesn't matter. And that's what a lot of the SEC has.
Yeah, you need got somebody one or two with those Dan Ugla forearms.
Seriously.
Right? Yeah, those Popeye forearms.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. They just don't have a lot of bop in the middle of that lineup. And, you know, in the SEC, it seems like everybody's got power hitters, man.
Right.
You know, and you can do small ball or smallish ball and, you know, put the ball in play and kind of get them on, get them over, get them in. But sooner or later, you got a couple guys on. You need somebody to hit that 3-run home run.
You know? You can pitch an absolute perfect game. It'd be 2-0, and you walk a couple guys, you make one mistake, and it's 3-2.
3-2, right.
That's kind of been the season in the past couple of seasons, John, I think, for Vanderbilt. They've had this really since J.J. Bleday left.
Yeah.
And got drafted. They haven't had that big time hitter, and they've made it to Omaha a couple times without those guys. But to I think truly be that type of team, I think Braden Holcomb's sophomore and junior year could be big for them.
Yeah, I was gonna ask who the last real, like, you know, middle of the lineup home run threat was, and you're right, it was J.J. Bleday, right?
Yep, totally was, and he's having he's in the big show, I believe, on the A's, who are going to be moving here very, very soon. They won't be staying in Oakland. I can't remember what city they're going to for the next couple of
Sacramento.
Years. Sacramento. And like the Arizona Coyotes, who are leaving Arizona, heading to Utah.
How about that?
Just
how about that?
Out of the blue,
the Stormin' Mormons are going to be able to watch some NHL hockey.
Yes.
I'm surprised they last as long as they did in Arizona.
Well, and that arena they put them in this year, it's about as big as DCA's high school basketball gym. It is tiny in there. Only one level.
Yeah.
Not good enough.
Speaking of the NHL, the Predators waiting to find out who they play in the first round of the playoffs. It's most likely, as we've been saying, going to be Vancouver. It could hinge on tonight's game between the Stars and the Blues. If the Stars at least get a point against St. Louis, they lock up the one seed, and that would mean Vancouver's the two seed, and they would play the Predators. And that series would get started this weekend. April 20th, today's the 17th, April 20th mm-hmm. is when the NHL playoffs are supposed to start. So we still don't know officially who they're going to play. There hasn't been a schedule released yet, obviously. And as soon as we have that, we'll let you know. But we know this. The Preds are going to be on the road to start the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's good to have it back, even though it was only 1 year without it. It feels a little bit longer than a year. And this time...
It does, doesn't it?
It does. And this time, compared to others, I think it's got a different feel, a little more lighthearted. I don't think the pressure is there as the previous years, but I think the excitement is equally as much to previous years. You got a team that fans like watching, they like supporting, and it's a new time for the Preds, and that's exciting for anything. Anytime you got new faces, both old faces too, with Barry Trotz in at GM, it's mm-hmm. it's exciting for fans, and I think we'll have a more terrific atmosphere, not only in the building, but spewing out throughout Broadway.
Well, I think the reason why it feels longer than 2 years, because 2 years ago when they made the playoffs, remember, they kind of backed their way in, and Saros got hurt, and they were playing Colorado, and we all knew there was no way they were going to win that series, and they got swept.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when the odds came out, the betting odds, and it was like, or percentage odds, and I remember it said, percentage chance Nashville beats Colorado in the sweep, 0%.
Won't happen.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah. All right. Well, up next, we're going to head to Indy and talk with Angela Morian from Wish TV in Indianapolis. We'll talk about Caitlin Clark coming to the Indiana Fever. What kind of impact will she have on that city and on that state? And we'll also maybe get some Colts talk in there as well. Stick around. WNSR.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit.
800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
It's a Bill King Show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Braves baseball coming up later this afternoon. 12:55 pregame as Atlanta goes for the sweep over those dirty, rotten, cheating Houston Astros. I'll be rooting for the Braves all afternoon long to get that done. Right now, though, want to head up to Indianapolis. My buddy, my baby sister, Angela Morian from Wish TV in Indy. Hi, Angela. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. What a whirlwind of a few weeks we've been having up here in Indy. First Purdue.
Yep.
Now Caitlin Clark. Pacers in the playoffs this week. Oh, it's been busy.
Busy, busy, busy. I know that. Full disclosure, for those that don't know, Angela is no stranger to the state of Tennessee. Before going to Indy, she worked in Chattanooga. So I got to ask, you being in Indiana now, what was it like for you to watch Purdue play Tennessee for the right to go to the Final Four a few weeks ago?
Well, between you and me, I was screaming at the TV in cheering for the Tennessee Volunteers, of course, in my orange hat, orange sweatshirt, orange shirt, everything.
Really?
Yeah. It was a mixed emotion.
Sure.
You know, like, yay, Boilers, they're going to the Final Four. But I wanted Tennessee to win so bad.
Yeah, it was. I'm sure it was bittersweet for you watching that game. Angela, Caitlin Clark, obviously coming to the Indiana Fever in the WNBA, first overall draft pick. From what I hear, the ticket office has been flooded with requests. Her jerseys are flying off the shelves. I mean, what kind of impact has she already had on your city since being drafted a couple nights ago?
She's had impact since the Fever were awarded that number one pick back in the lottery months ago. That's when ticket sales started skyrocketing. Everyone knew that Caitlin Clark was going to be the number one pick. I mean, I had to be a good journalist and say, well, maybe we'll find out. But everybody knew it was going to be Caitlin Clark. And that has driven up season tickets. Now they have single game tickets on sale. It's truly the hottest ticket in town right now. I saw a report this morning that said Fanatics is already sold out of her jersey in the Indiana Fever. It's been less than 48 hours since she was officially heard her name called. This morning she had her introduction officially to Indianapolis. It was huge. It was at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. It was packed. And, you know, this city, I can see this having a kind of Peyton Manning effect on this city. Peyton Manning, if you guys aren't familiar with how Indianapolis sports works, you know, he played at Tennessee and then got drafted by the Colts and really amplified this state's love for football. That was a state that really only cared about basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a figure that is of the level of Peyton, or can be of the level of Peyton, coming to the women's side of basketball in a state that already supports women's basketball, especially at the college level, very well. You can see, you can feel, you can sense the excitement and how this will affect the sport in general, but especially here in the city.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, what kind of impact can she have on the WNBA as a whole? I mean, you know, the WNBA is a fine league. It's been around a lot longer than people think, you know, since like the late 90s. And they've been kind of plugging along, chugging along. What kind of impact do you think she can have, not only on Indiana, you know, in Indianapolis and the Fever and all that, but this entire league in terms of getting more eyeballs on the product?
Yeah, I think the W has to do a good job at capitalizing on this. We've seen Caitlin Clark, not just Caitlin Clark, she's the face of this, but Angel Reese, Camila Cardoso from South Carolina, all of these, this is the most anticipated draft class out of collegiate women's basketball in years. The league really needs to capitalize on that, capitalize on the 18-point-whatever million that watched the championship game a couple Sundays ago, and market that in a professional level to keep those eyes on this. What you don't want to have happen is see this influx of viewers for a year, 2 years, and then right. the trend and the fad fade. Honestly, social media probably has helped a lot in terms of getting more eyes on women's basketball. Caitlin Clark, she has like close to 2 million followers on Instagram. Getting that younger generation excited about women's basketball and making sure they're watching the WNBA, that's going to help too. One thing, JB, the Fever games, they have 52 games, 36 of them are going to be nationally televised.
Right.
So if you can imagine the impact nationwide that this is going to have outside of Indianapolis, you can hope for the growth and the popularity of the WNBA to continue to rise.
Angela Morian from Wish TV in Indianapolis is our guest on JB and the General.
Angela, what kind of locker room is Caitlin Clark going into? We've heard former and current players say that she's going to have to kind of buy her respect of her teammates. Have any of them made any comments about Caitlin Clark at all?
Oh, they're all excited. Aaliyah Boston, she was the number one overall pick last year. Beaver's had two number one picks in a row. I mean, talk about some luck there. But Aaliyah Boston is literally the sweetest, kindest soul, funniest soul you will ever meet. She is so excited for Caitlin to be here. She said her phone has been blowing up ever since the Beaver were awarded that number one overall pick. She has already played with Caitlin before. She's also a Boston's an analyst for Peacock and for college basketball. Mm-hmm. She knows exactly what kind of talent Caitlin can bring. And I think all of these players are excited to have. Sure, she's going to have to prove her worth, earn her spot. Yeah. But they're excited to have a ball handler and a shot maker like Caitlin be on this team, because it truly is the missing piece for this Fever team. They have an all-star point guard in Kelsey Mitchell. Nelissa Smith, who was a top pick, a lottery pick a couple years ago at forward. Aaliyah Boston leading the front court at center. Now you have that final missing piece that you need at that two guard to help Kelsey out with passing, but also be able to make those logo threes that she's so known for. There'll be some adjustments. Caitlin has said that, you know, she knows there'll be a transition to the speed of the game, to having to play these veterans and experienced players. But I think she's going to be just fine.
There's another pretty good guard in Indianapolis with Tyrese Halliburton. Kind of what has he meant to that team? Ever since he's been traded over there, he's been terrific, and right now he's the leader of that group.
Tyrese Halliburton is the Pacers' heart and soul. It truly is. Every player you talk to on the Pacers team talks about how Ty sets the pace. He sets the energy. He brings this fast-paced offense that the Pacers have been known for, especially this season. It starts and ends with him. He just plays with such joy and it's such emotion and such excitement. It really it's extending into the fan base as well. He is the reason that the Pacers have been able to make this comeback into the playoffs, not just the play-in, but the playoffs, and have a chance to be favored against Milwaukee come Sunday, which granted, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he might not play Sunday. I'm sure that's helping the Pacers out in Vegas. But hey, we're going to take the win. They're favored against Milwaukee.
Angela Morian is our guest from Wish TV in Indy. Wanted to ask you another question about Caitlin Clark. It seems like, you know, they're trying to, and by they, I mean, I'm sure she has a team, you know, they're trying to kind of make her more visible and give her a little bit more personality, She did the thing with Michael Shea on Saturday Night Live, which I thought was adorable. It was really cool. I mean, she's going to be the face of the WNBA if she's not already. Do you think she's up for that responsibility in your mind?
Yeah, I think she is, and it's because of how she's been treated at Iowa for the last 4 years. I mean, that's a small pond, and she was the biggest fish that Iowa has had, not just in Iowa City, but in the country. She's been the face of women's college basketball for the last 2 years. So she's used to this pressure. She's very competitive. She said that she would, you know, play basketball with her two brothers, and that she also said in an interview that she got kicked out of PE class when she was in school for being too competitive. I don't think the pressure is going to faze her whatsoever. She also has Aaliyah Boston right by her side, mm-hmm. and she said this morning is really going to help her out and all the veterans on the team manage that pressure and that attention. Thankfully, she's coming to Indy, which we love Indy, but we're a small city. So she's mm-hmm. not going to have the big media attention like if she was in New York
right.
or L.A. or Chicago. That was part of the reason why she chose to come into the draft was because she wanted it to be Indiana. She wanted to stay in the Midwest.
Right.
Her boyfriend works for the Pacers. So this was her dream, was playing for the Fever, and she got that wish.
Angela, as we shift gears here, talk a little NFL with the Colts. You know, I like what they're putting together. They got the running back signed and sealed, and I thought Anthony Richardson was starting to play pretty well before he got hurt, ironically, against the Titans. What's the outlook? What are the fans saying about the Colts' immediate future there in Indy?
Yeah, I think the fan base, the city, these organizations, we're really at a high in Indianapolis sports right now, from the Pacers in the playoffs, Caitlin Clark. Now the Colts' outlook and future, you know, near future this season, I don't think has been this bright since Andrew Luck retired in the preseason. You have Anthony Richardson coming back healthy. They started off-season workouts this week. He is throwing, you know, he's had kind of a pitch count there watching him, but he's going to be ready to go for this season. You pair him up with Jonathan Taylor. We didn't see much action with the two of them on the field at the same time because Taylor was dealing with ankle injuries at the beginning of the season while Richardson was still playing. Come week five, Richardson's out for the season. You have that 1-2 punch. That's what head coach Shane Steichen came to Indianapolis for, was to get a quarterback like Anthony Richardson who can run, who can throw it deep, and then have that double punch with Jonathan Taylor. Then the Colts secured Michael Pittman Jr.
Right.
to a long-term deal.
That was huge for them, wasn't it?
Huge. The problem with the Colts, or I guess not the problem, but the question with the Colts over the last couple of years has been that receiver room. Who's going to be your veteran? Who's your number one? Now it's clear Michael Pittman is the number one receiver for the future of this franchise, and that's perfect for Richardson, who can now put all of his effort into finding that chemistry with Pittman, knowing that both of them are secured for the next 4 or 5 years. Same with Taylor. This Chris Ballard, general manager, has done a fantastic job at keeping the core of this team, the leaders and the talent, here for continuity. Your defense, all of the defensive leaders were re-signed to extensions, or if they were free agents, they were brought back to Indy. Same thing on the offensive side. This team is going to look very similar, pretty much a carbon copy of what last year's team was. It almost made the playoffs without Richardson. So imagine putting a healthy Richardson in this roster, what they can accomplish come this season. Although I know we're talking AFC South football, the Colts are going to be tough, but the Texans might be really the team to beat with all the offseason moves that they've made.
Yeah, I just think this division is going to be fun to watch because every team seems to have their, you know, franchise quarterback of the future. Go ahead, Pat.
Angela, do you think the plan, like you mentioned, was more to kind of bring back guys than to bring in new faces via free agency, or was that just kind of how it worked out?
It was probably a little bit of both, but I think that was always the plan. Something that Jim Irsay, Chris Ballard, all the Colts organization likes to keep their people. They handpick good players, but even better people. And that's what they want to keep in this organization. The Colts have been known for taking care of their players, even when they move on and retire. That's something that the Ursay family is really well respected for. And I think that attracts players like Zaire Franklin, DeForest Buckner on the defensive end, or, you know, Michael Pittman, Jonathan Taylor on the offensive end, to stay in Indy. We're a small town, you know, compared to other big cities. We don't get as much attention as other big teams. But what they're building here, it's clear that these players can see the potential that's already in the locker room and don't want to leave for something else that could not pan out the way that it could be building. Because in the world of NIL, in the world of the transfer portal, and all these trades happening in professional sports, it's kind of a me mentality in sports these days. What's happening in Indy is what sports is supposed to be, a team mentality, building something with what you have and making a championship caliber team, maybe plugging in one or two more pieces just to round it out, but making a championship team with what you have already in place. That's the vision for the Colts for sure right now.
Well, I sympathize with you because you have to work with the ultimate me guy, King Anthony Calhoun, the king of Indy. So, that's my boy. I love him to death.
Oh, AC is great. A legend here. Legend. And we are so excited to have such an exciting time for Indy. We have the Final Four coming here in a couple of years. We just had the NBA All-Star Game. Mm-hmm. Hoping to get a WNBA All-Star Game soon. That might happen.
Oh, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now that Caitlin Clark's in the fold, that's going to happen.
Exactly. But Nashville's 4 hours away. You guys want something to do, come drive up here and go to some sporting events. Indy 500 for sure happening in a little over a month. I mean, that is the time to be in Indy.
Well, I'll just drive up and go to St. Elmo's for the shrimp cocktail. Are you kidding me?
There you go. You got to get that shrimp cocktail. That is key. That is an Indy staple. Race cars and shrimp cocktails at St. Elmo's.
And basketball as well.
And basketball.
Angela, I'm so glad we did this. I'm so happy for your success. You know, I'm like your big brother. I'm there for you 24/7, whatever you need. Thanks for doing this. We'll get you on the show again real soon, okay?
Hey, yeah, I'd love it. Anytime you want me, I'm here.
All right. Have a great day. There she goes, Angela Morian. Some good info coming out of Indy. She's well plugged in, and her sports director is my good buddy Anthony Calhoun, who's been on this show numerous times. He interned for me in Syracuse eons ago, and he's become the king of Indy. He's been at Wish forever. He's been the sports director there forever. He does so many great things in the community. He has a charity golf tournament every year. He's that dude, man. And Angela's great.
And whether she likes it or not, she's going to be our Caitlin Clark correspondent. So
I don't think she minds one bit. Love talking to Angela. And we love talking to you too. 615-844-5600. Give us a call or shoot us a text. We're here until the top of the hour. WNSR.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut, from the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belted, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
On a Wednesday, coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios, we go to the phones. Joe in Old Hickory joins us. Good morning, Joe.
Johnny Swanger.
What's up, baby?
Patton, how y'all doing?
We're doing great. Great to talk with you. How's everything?
Man, doing great. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Now that the dust is settled on college basketball, and I may have missed it, guys, I try to listen to the show every day. Give me y'all's take on Mark Byington. What do y'all think about that hire?
Patton, you're the Vandy guy. What do you think?
Good question. I think especially after you look at what Kentucky did, Joe, to me the hire looks a little bit better because, to me, there's not a whole lot separating those two. He's been at it a little bit longer, Mark Pope, of course, but Mark Byington's got more NCAA tournament victories than Mark Pope does, so it's kind of one of those things. I think it's an okay hire, not a home run. Some of the transfers he's getting in excites me, but you got to do it on the court. I think these next couple of years are going to be important, and if they have NIL, it will work, I think.
Yeah, I think a lot of that, Joe, yeah, it's going to be about recruiting, right? It's going to be about, you know, we don't worry so much about how he's going to coach on game day, X's and O's, right? It's the Jimmys and the Joes. You know, can this guy recruit? Can this guy take advantage of NIL, the transfer portal, and put together a competitive team? I think that's going to be the big question. So, you know, and I think also what's going to be important, Joe, is the fact that he seems more willing than Stack was to get out and press the flesh a little bit and kind of, you know, let the Vanderbilt community wrap their arms around him. And I think that's key, too, because, you know, fan support is everything, despite what that dude on Twitter said that, you know, you're just a bunch of Walmart fans or whatever, sidewalk fans, whatever that was. That's important, man, because this is a whole and hale and hearty, you know, group of supporters, the Vanderbilt sports. People that live in Nashville that, you know, never went to Vanderbilt, but they want to see the Nashville SEC team do well in any sport. So.
And Joe, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the fans aren't expecting national championships. They're just expecting halfway competent basketball that can compete.
Compete
in
the
SEC,
make the NCAA tournament, maybe win a game or two.
Right.
Well, yeah, guys, you're right. It all starts with recruiting, of course. And, yeah, I'm one of them ignorant Vanderbilt fans. I can't even spell Vanderbilt. So, but, you know, it all comes down to recruiting, absolutely. And, yeah, I love Stack. I mean, I really did. I thought he was a good X's and O's coach, but, you know, we you've been there in year five and you only win 9 games. They didn't really have a choice but to get rid of them, I don't think. But
they got off to such a horrible start in the non-conference, and you just knew with how competitive the SEC was this year that that was going to be a problem, and it was.
Oh, you're spot on, John. I was listening to the McFarland show, guys, probably 3 weeks ago when they announced.
What the heck were you doing that for? I'm just kidding, Joe. We love those guys. I don't want to start another war with the afternoon show like I did previously.
You come over there and start cleaning house.
I don't want it with Justin. that's a big, strong dude.
But they had what I call a college basketball expert, Chris Dorch, on.
Yeah, he's really good.
He said some really nice things about Byington. I was impressed, yeah. And he knows a whole lot more about it than I do, of course. But I'm definitely optimistic with him, and we'll just have to see what happens, I guess. So, but you know, after what you've seen the last 7 years with with Bryce Drew and Jerry Stackhouse, he don't have to do a whole lot to for it to be a good improvement anyway.
Yeah, just go out and compete. Just be more competitive, that's all. You know, I mean, like you said, the Vanderbilt fans, and Patton's one of them, you're not asking for much, no. But, you know, it's got to be better than what we've seen, you know, with the last two regimes. Joe, we got to run. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Appreciate y'all as always. Keep up the good work.
All right, let's go back to the phones real quick before the break.
Dana Day. Never gonna let you fade away, away.
Hi, Dane.
John Burton on backup.
That's right.
hey, man. Okay, this is kind of for Patton here. You know, y'all were talking. You were talking about Banky the other day, the pitcher for Tennessee. I didn't realize he was a Donaldson Christian. A Donaldson guy.
Sure is
the Donaldson Christian Academy.
Did you know him when you were coming up in school down there?
I did. Very niche conversation we're about to have here, Dane. But his mom was my fourth grade teacher. She taught me math. He's got a sister that plays softball at Trevecca. He is, I believe, 4 years younger than me. He's only a couple years younger than my brother, but knew him well. Actually did PA for his senior year of baseball, and very, very good young man, and happy to see him succeed at Tennessee right now. He's got me rooting for Tony Vols, Dane. I mean, it really must take something over there.
That's hard, man. You know, how do you feel about being a Sidewalk alumni for Vanderbilt?
Seriously.
I think that's ridiculous. Somebody that makes fun of Sidewalk alumni, that's who carries every sport in America, so they can say whatever they want. But, yeah, I'm a Donaldson guy, too. But when I was coming up in Donaldson, it was a little bit different. I go back to before they filled up Percy Priest Lake. So, you know, it was I was from the working class side of Donaldson. I'll just put it to you like that.
I hear you, buddy.
You know, I ate a lot of SpaghettiOs and drank a lot of red Kool-Aid.
Sounds like my childhood, man. We had it good. What are you talking about, right?
fish sticks and tater tots.
Yes, sir. Trust the Gordon's fishermen.
All right, man. Go Balls.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. All right, we'll take our last break, come out, close out hour number one, WNSR.
Hey, Tennessee. Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Attention business owners, WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs.
Call 615-844-1039, 615-844-1039, or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Titans trade for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. Two catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. One catch, 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, one catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Braves baseball, 12:55 pregame, taking on the Astros this afternoon in Houston, going for the sweep. And as a Yankee fan, I sure hope they get it, because I can't stand the Astros. Dirty, rotten, cheating. Anyway, I digress. Preds could know who their first-round opponent is by the end of the night. Keep an eye, if you're a Preds fan, on the Stars-Blues game. If Dallas gets a point in the game, they lock up the one seed, which means Vancouver's the two, which means the Preds would play the Vancouver Canucks in the first round of the playoffs. NBA play-in tonight, Heat 76ers, 6 o'clock on ESPN, and then at 8:30 or thereabouts, Hawks-Bulls. Heat 76ers, winner of that game, will be the 7th seed, and they will take on my New York Knicks in the first round. Hawks and Bulls. Obviously, if the Bulls win, they're in. If they lose, they'll run it back in a winner-take-all, correct? Do I have that right?
You got it nailed on, JB.
So the Bulls...
What's your feeling on tonight? Heat Sixers. Who do you want as a Knicks fan?
Neither. Yeah. Jimmy Butler scares me, and Joel Embiid really scares me. But I'll actually say the 76ers, because Embiid's a little bit banged up, and there's no guarantee he's going to make it all the way through the season. Just... You've seen the Heat, man. When they get in playoff mode, they're a totally different team. And Spoelstra is a Hall of Fame coach. He's one of the – nobody talks about him, but he's one of the best coaches in the history of that league, bro.
And can coach for another 25 years if he wants to. Yeah. Four and a half. I believe the line just went down. Four and a half. Oh, no, it opened 4.5. It's now 5.5 points.
I'm looking
for
the
at 76ers.
It right now. Yeah. I would definitely lay the Heat to cover that. You know, because I think it's going to be like a 1 or 2 or 3 point game. I'll give the 76ers the edge because they're at home and Embiid is healthy for now,
right,
and playing. But it wouldn't shock me at all if the Heat won that game. These are the type of games that the Heat won. Remember last year, they lost the first game of the play-in, had to win the second game just to get in. They made it all the way to the NBA Finals, and Jimmy Butler just played out of his mind, his body, his soul, his spirit. So at a Bayou, I mean, that, you know, he's a 20-10 guy getting off the bus. So the Heat are always going to be a problem. But I believe in my Knicks. I think they're going to. I think the Knicks have a great shot to get to the conference finals, especially if they get by the first round. Because I don't think Milwaukee's going to win their series?
Yeah, by all accounts.
They're playing Indy, right?
Yeah, they are playing Indy in the first at least two games. It is very doubtful Giannis will be ready
for
it.
And even if he comes back, how effective is he going to be, right? He's not going to be 100%.
No, they showed a clip of him. I was watching ESPN yesterday, a clip of him walking. He looked nowhere near ready. I mean, he heavy, heavy limp.
It's, do not be surprised if we don't see him at all in the playoffs. Because that is definitely on the table.
Those calf, I mean, they aren't like other injuries. They're like a hamstring. They linger, and once you...
They heal when they want to. And when you think, oh, yeah, I'm good, you take a couple of steps, next thing you know, it fires right back up again, right? Yeah,
wouldn't be surprised at all if it acts up again in the playoffs if they do end up advancing.
Yeah. Hawks, Bulls, I like the Bulls. They're laying 3.5, which I think I would probably... I think they're going to win by more. You know, Trae Young, he's good numbers, but he's kind of fugazi.
I agree.
He's not a winner.
No.
You know what I mean?
That... DeJounte Murray, either. That's a partnership. That's, to me, that was a lot like Colin Sexton and Darius Garland. It's a nice nice little guard matchup, but it's not strong enough to make it deep.
Your team better beat the Magic. You handpicked them. If you don't win, everybody's gone.
Don't look at me. I mean, we got Bickerstaff over there throwing games. Kobe Altman, you know what he did this season.
Right, right. I mean, Dan Gilbert's not going to stand for that crap. You know how Dan Gilbert is.
No, and Dan Gilbert's the most upstanding citizen right now in that organization, and that's saying something.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening. We got McFarland's. Well, we got Braves baseball at 12:55. Maybe the McFarland's. We'll see. We're back at it tomorrow, 9 a.m. Have a great day. WNSR.